Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, while it may not feel a whole lot like a Christmas cup of encouragement, I really think it is. One of the things I know is that we are tempted greatly through the holidays. We're tempted to overspend, overindulge, overdrink, overeat. Just pick it. It's a temptation. But I want to take us back to the greatest temptation of all time. In Luke chapter 4, you read the headline that says, "The Temptation of Jesus." And here's how the story goes. In the text, it says, "Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River." Now, this is where he'd been baptized. "And he was led by the Spirit in the wilderness," meaning that that God himself was leading. And this was where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days, meaning he was on a 40-day fast. Jesus is not eating for 40 days. I've only done this one time in my life, but even then I had some nourishment, like I would have broth or something like that. But I can tell you, it was brutal. And I was the grumpiest human on the planet. I mean, you let me get like into 2 o'clock and I haven't had lunch yet, I'm a beast. We're talking about 40 days. And Jesus ate nothing all that time, and he became very hungry. And my thought on that piece of text is, duh. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread." Well, you're thinking to yourself, okay, you know what? I'll just show you, man. But listen to what Jesus says. No. The scriptures say people do not live by bread alone. And you think, well, he didn't have a Bible. What scripture is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the book of the law. He's talking about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. He's looking backward at what the text has already taught for years. Even Jesus, the Son of God, says, no, even though I could, the scripture says that we don't live by bread alone. That's not what I'm looking for. Then in verse 5 in Luke 4, it says, "Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time." Now remember, the known world at that time was pretty small, right? But it was still significant to be the kingdom, the king of the kingdom of all the known world. And in verse 6, listen to what happens here. Satan says, "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them." Now, number one, he didn't have the authority to give them. But I got to tell you, Satan will tempt you this way to believe he can give you something that he cannot give you. And so Satan says, "Because they are mine to give to anyone I please." Well, he's a liar. You know, I love that song, you know, about just don't be a liar. But here's what happens. Jesus, after hearing this last word in verse 7 in chapter 4, says, "I will give it all to you if you worship me." And then Jesus replies, the scriptures say, now this is the second time that he says, the scriptures say. So Jesus, the Son of God, has taken and made a big deal about scripture. If you're around Sugar Hill Church long, you know we say this almost every week, that we believe the Bible is a big deal. One of the reasons we believe that is that Jesus, in this point in time in which he was so tempted, he makes a big deal about it. And he says, "You must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Wow. So now he's gone all the way back to the Ten Commandments and Moses, right? And then in verse 9, this just goes to show you, Satan is not going to give up. At our most vulnerable point, at the time in which Jesus is most hungry, he hasn't eaten in these 40 days. Listen to what Satan has to say in verse 9. "Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, 'If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone.'" Now, you know what? At this point, I would be so ticked off, and I would want to show that I had that kind of deity and that kind of power. But listen to how Jesus, so disciplined to the text and the scriptures and knowing the Bible is a big deal, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, Jesus responds this way. "The scriptures also say, 'You must not test the Lord your God.'" And when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. Listen to me, friend. When you say, "Jesus, come into my life, forgive me, I want to surrender to you," you have put a target on your back. And wherever you are most vulnerable, I'll promise you, Satan wants to attack that area. Friend, don't take the bait. If you're wondering, how do I get out of that? Scripture promises that you will always be given an out, and it starts like this. But here's what the Bible says. I don't want to follow your way, Satan. I want to follow his way. This is why the Bible is such a big deal. If Jesus was to say, but this is what the scriptures say, then how much more should we do that? My friend, one of the ways that you will thrive through all of the holidays is this one big picture. Make sure you don't neglect time in the Word of God every day. So thanks for joining us for this cup of encouragement on the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.